Oli! No, I'm just kidding. What's up, guys? So today's podcast is going to be about society norms that we think are a bit outdated. So feel free to let us know what you guys think, if you guys agree, disagree, why you guys think that, and feel free to educate us.
And by outdated, we mean some typical traditions that society has concluded as normal throughout our time, just because it has been a tradition for years, or simply that's how society is because of gender stereotypes or whatever it may be. So please feel free to educate us as well.
Also, quick shout out to Maria. She wanted the shout out. She is the one that told us to film this podcast today. So thanks to her, you guys have a new episode.
Woo!
All right, let's get started. So we have a couple topics here that we would like to talk about. I think we'll just go in order.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
All right, first one, women birthing children and they still have their father's last name.
So this has been an ongoing thing throughout time where a lot of women have come up and said, I literally used my body to make this tiny little human. It's part of me for 9 months, nine pretty hard months. Birthing almost can sometimes take an hour, 2 days even, with a bunch of pain. Once that child, mini human, is out, they nurture, and yet they get the father's last name. Why is it like that? You know, not saying that the father doesn't do much during the birthing, but let's be real.
They had one job and they fulfilled it. So thank you. Honestly, I always joke around about that. Like for years, I would always say that whenever I get married or when I have kids or whatever, I'm not changing my last name. And that was mostly in part because I like my last name and I don't really think it's a common last name. And I am also, you know, one of two girls. So there's not really any brothers that I have to carry on their last name. But honestly, thinking about it, why do they really have their last names? The guys... You guys do stuff, yes, you do. But honestly, physically, mentally, you guys don't really help with pregnancy. I don't want to be...
Why do you get the last name?
Exactly. Why do we have to give our kids, I mean, they're your kids too, but why do they have to have the father's last name when it's the mother who did it all by herself? Her whole body knew exactly what to do. Nobody had to tell her what to do. Our bodies just know. So I think the least... that our kids could get, or that we could get some type of like honor for having kids in our bodies for 9 months and altering our bodies so much, at least they can come out with our last name.
I think it also has to do, I mean, let's go throw it back to history. The reason why last names are mainly from the paternal side is due to ownership, right? So history has always been the Martinez family, the Duran family, because the head of the household has been that man. So that man has to carry the name throughout his family to kind of establish power in a sense. Because if you came from a wealthy family, you would know their last name. If you came from a poorer area, you would know their last name as well. But a lot of different cultures, a lot of different ethnicities, you could say, have different ways of doing it. So for instance, a lot of our Mexicano people, they typically put both last names. I have both my last names, which is Martinez from my father's side and Jimenez from my mother's side. So those attached together. However, Martinez is from my dad's side, which is the very first one. So they always put that as the very first one. And when I came over to the States, that's the one that I use the most, the Martinez side. So my mother's last name is completely out of the books. I'm assuming other cultures do different things with their last names. And of course, you can always change your last name even if you wanted to when you get married. But it's kind of weird if you ever see someone going into marriage and the man changes their last name to the woman's family. You hardly ever see that. Right? Even if the woman is a little bit more powerful and more wealthy, that never happens.
That's true. Going back to how you said about like ownership and the last names, aren't there some cultures that they have their last names like Yaneli Martinez de Duran?
Yes.
They have it, right? So like that de is like from. Yeah. So like ownership of that, you know, that last name, which is kind of weird. Like, okay, I don't want to go like all feminism, but like honestly, we're nobody's property.
Exactly.
So why does it have to be like this person, because I'm not, you know? So it's just kind of weird. And I think a lot of people nowadays, or like more millennials, when they get married, they do decide to keep their own last name. And some like older people are like, that's kind of weird, like, oh, you're not changing it. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm not changing it, because it's my last name and everything that I did came with this last name. So
it's funny because when I was growing up, you know how they have to do like school field trips and stuff like that? My mom was typically the one that would do that with me, and they would call her Mrs. Martinez. She never changed her last name. She never did any of that. And she would always correct them, be like, no, this is Miss Jimenez. You know what I mean? And it's kind of, it's more like pride to your family as well. So I've always said that I don't think I would change my last name unless they have something super cool. I would totally change it. And I think we had talked about this, right? You know how our teacher in high school, Miss Lovin, her name is Lovin. Like, I would totally change my last name if my significant other had that apellido of Lovin, like Yaneli Lovin. Like, that sounds so cool. That's the only thing I would change. And I feel like nowadays our society has kind of drawn towards that you keep your name if you really love it, and it kind of is more of an attachment to you,
and it's kind of has like a symbolic reference, because whenever you start off in school, obviously your last name is like on all those papers, right? You went through all of these years of school, of high school, of college, doing it all by yourself, and it has your last name to it. So whenever you get that doctorate degree, that license, whatever you've been working for, on that license, on that doctorate, it's going to say your last name. Mm-hmm. So then when you get married, or for women at least, we change it, and that doctorate doesn't have our legal last name anymore, which to me is kind of like, no, my husband did not go to law school or medical school or doctor school or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was I who went, so I will not be changing my last name. In conclusion, thank you.
So to all the future men out there, we're sorry, but
sorry, not sorry.
It also, we're saying that, but we have our dad's last name. Yeah. You're Duran from your dad. I'm Martinez from my father as well. But I think it's super cool. Like a while back, I had some patients that came in, and they it was a father and a son. And the father had a specific last name and the son had a different one. And I didn't really question it. And then a couple weeks later, they referred over the mother, and she had the same last name as the son. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, you know, they gave the son the mother's last name. And I was kind of curious, and I asked about it. And that's the tradition that they have in their family. The mother's last name is the one that gets carried. So that mother's last name was from the grandmother and the grandmother and the grandmother. So I thought that was amazing. I was like, wow, you know, I hadn't met anyone that does that kind of tradition. And I was like, that would be pretty cool to do, because, and the way that he explained it, he's like, why am I gonna give my son my name when my wife did everything for my son to be alive and on this earth? And I was like, period.
That brings up a really good point, though, because a normal person would look at that family and say, oh, they're probably not married, or the son is probably just the mom's and not the dad's. But why do we have to think like that? Like, they can be together and not be married, or that could be the stepdad. That could be, you know, whichever. It doesn't necessarily have to do with the last name. I think that's just how society has conditioned for us to think.
Yeah, there's a lot of conditions that society puts on a male and a female if they are in a heterosexual relationship, pretty much. Which goes to the other point. Who said that the men had to be taller?
Me. I said it. This is one topic, you guys, I know, like, we're talking about on here. My preference is for the man to be taller. Way taller, actually. But it doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. That's my preference.
I think it also has to do with, I think it has to do with appearance. Personally, I like wearing heels. And if I wear heels and I'm a bit taller than you, like, I don't know how I feel about that. But tampoco, I'm saying that there's a lot of short people out there, or just average height people, that are very attractive. And I probably would date, to be completely honest with you. But when it comes to like looking fancy sometimes, No es que me moleste, but I'm just like, ooh, like, I don't know how we look right now for the IG post, you know?
Creo que también tiene que ver with what you saw growing up.
Oh,
so
facts. Yeah.
My dad's 6 feet tall. My mom is 5'2". And I don't know why, to me, se me hacía la cosa tan más tierna. Like, seeing the height difference, I'm like, oh, they're so cute. Like, he's so tall and she's so short. And I'm not crazy tall, but I am, I guess, average height. So seeing that, I'm like, seeing my dad and how he's like 6 feet tall, I'm like, damn, like, I want a 6 feet tall dude or taller. So, hey.
Well, let me tell you, once you start dating people that are 6 feet, you just can't go back. Personally.
I am finding this out now.
But yeah, you know, a lot of the times people do judge when they see a woman dating a man and she is so much, much more taller. And I don't know why back in the, I think it's outdated because nowadays I don't see it as weird. I will look and be like, oh, that's interesting. But I'm like, you know what? It works out for them. Like, honestly, physicality should not be an important factor in a relationship, personally.
Honestly, when we see people like that, my thought process is like you know, it's like that is kind of weird, but at the same time, like, ¿qué me importa? Mm-hmm. Like, what am I gonna tell them? Se me hace, like, you know, not the normal thing that we see, but what is normal, to be honest? Like, anybody can be attracted to anybody. Right now that Yaneli said that physicality should not be a factor, I'm gonna disagree on that one. I think it has to do a whole lot on if you find that person physically attractive or not.
It does have to do a lot, but I feel like, okay, let's say you meet someone and they're like super fine, hot as fuck, as you may say it. And then they start talking and you're like, yeah, no. You're literally, your 10 points just went down the hill because, first of all, your grammar, you're just speaking out of her ass. That, to me, you could be super cute, and once you start speaking and your personality actually shows, it just goes downhill for me.
Okay, that's true. That's a good point. Not saying that being attractive is the only personality trait I want my, you know, significant other to have, but it does play a big part. Obviously, if they're really like a 10 out of 10 and they start talking and I'm just like, you have no idea what you're saying, or their personality sucks, or, you know, whatever it may be, like, they rub me the wrong way, no me caen bien, whatever. Obviously, that person is no longer that attractive to me. But I'm also saying, like, yes, being attracted to a personality is really good because that's mostly what it's about, you know, but also I don't think I could be attracted to a personality if I didn't find that person physically attractive.
Weren't we talking about this before?
Weren't we talking about it yesterday?
You were saying, like, if you're attracted to someone's personality but you're not attracted to them, they're a friend.
They're a friend. Literally, I don't know why people think that you can't, like, that's being shallow. If, oh, I think that person's really nice, but, you know, they're not really cute. How is that shallow? That's called a friend. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, every person that I meet, I'm not going to find attractive. So we all have different tastes. So the fact that we don't find a person with a good personality attractive, I don't think it's shallow. That's just, you have different tastes than everybody.
I don't know. I think I'm just different. I think I'm built different. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think the first thing I see is like how they are as a person, and I get attracted to that. And then if they're cute, if they happen to be cute,
that's a plus.
Okay,
pero dime, you're walking down the street and whatever, you're like 2 blocks away. I don't know if you can see that far without your glasses. We're gonna pretend she can. And you look at this guy, he said, that's tan cute. You're gonna tell me that you look at him, you're like, ah, he has a good personality. No, le viste la cara, Yaneli. Like, you don't know. So how is the first thing you're gonna be attracted to his personality?
All right, there's a difference between what you're attracted to and what you're crushing on. All right, I personally think, when I have a lot of crushes in my life, and a lot of them are basketball players on the Warriors team, not putting it out there, but whatever. Juan, if you listen to this, I'm just kidding. No, but for real. So I think for me, that's crushing on someone because of the physicality. As far as getting attracted to someone, has to do a lot more with that.
Okay, that's kind of like love versus lust.
Yes.
Like, lust is you just con los ojos, like, damn, mm-hmm. he's mm-hmm. cute. Pero yeah, cuando you get to know him, like, nada que ver. Mm-hmm. But a crush is actually kind of like, oh, he's cute, he's sweet and everything. Like, te gusta todo de él.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's two different things. I agree on that one.
I think we said it a little backwards, but the point got across.
Back it up. What did I say?
No, I was saying crushing on someone is, like, just physicality. And then attracted to someone is, like, for everything.
Backwards.
But back to the whole, you know, like, it's not normal to see if you're in a heterosexual relationship, it's not normal to see a woman being taller. And I think that's just something very outdated to this point, because a lot of people do find taller women attractive. They crush on taller women, and they just happen to not have height. I'm sure they would like to have height, but they just happen not to. And a lot of the times, taller women will go over to the shorter men, and it just works out. So
it kind of sucks too, because thinking about it, like, what if the guy that I liked blonde girls? Like, I'm obviously not blonde. Mm-hmm. So how am I going to... I guess I could change that. But, you know, or blue eyes, whatever. They like blue eyes. I obviously can't change that. Mm-hmm. And we're over here judging men based on the sole fact that they're shorter than us. When they can't control that,
they
really.
They can't change it.
So it kind of sucks. But then again, everybody has their preference. Like, if you like blue eyes, you like blue eyes. If you like them taller, you like them taller, shorter, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, what you like is what you like. And I think at this point in 2021... like whoever you want. And physically, however they look, that's your business. I think we should all be cool with it.
My mom has always said you end up with the person that you least expected, though.
I never expected me to date Keith Powers.
Let's manifest that. Juan?
That man is so fine. Oh, my God.
Anyways, but my mom has always said that you end up with the person that you least expect. So all of the things that you say, like you said, tall, blue eyes, this and that, whatever. it may be the opposite. You never really know, to be completely honest with you. But
my grandma would always tell me, she's like, look at me, I'm short. She's like, I'm dark. And I got your grandpa that's tall, blonde, blue-eyed, or like green-eyed. And I'm like, yeah, grandma, but it doesn't work like that. Like, you never get what you want. You get...
what you can.
You get what you can. No, I mean, you get sometimes what you want, but it's really the least likely person that you would think of.
And going to your grandma, I think that's also an old mindset, right? She considered herself not attractive because she was short and dark. Mm-hmm. But in reality, like, you know, back in the day, they would see a tall... white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired person to be superior. Nowadays, like, it's kind of like, what?
It's kind of basic.
Yeah, I know. Not necessarily. Not trying to bash on white people, but you know what I'm saying? It's.
I apologize.
it's not like the standard, like the best standard anymore. It's like whatever you find attractive is whatever you find attractive.
And there's some people that don't even have a type.
Me.
Janelle does not have a type, you guys. I kid you not. Every week, it's like, this guy's cute and this guy's cute. And I'm like, wait, whoa, back it up. Let me keep up.
Again, Juan, if you're listening.
So the whole podcast has been about her trying to get at Juan. Somebody send it to him, please. Thank you.
No, but yeah, pretty much. That is one of the many gender norms that's out there. Another big gender norm is parents... not teaching their men, their boy men, how to cook more than they do women.
Their boy men?
I was going to say men. I was like, but some of them are boys, so.
That was hella funny.
Facts.
Facts, facts, facts. Not teaching them how to cook.
Or like household chores, right? Or I don't know if that's a Mexican thing.
You know
thing.
How when you go to parties... and you always see que, like, le están sirviendo los platos a los hombres?
Fuck no. I hate
okay.
that so much.
I'm kind of, like, half and half on this one. Because you got legs. Feed yourself. But also, I do it for my dad. Because that's my homeboy. My dad's, like, one of my best friends. So, that man will get anything he wants from me. Honestly, he can ask for a pair of shoes, whatever, food. And he's going to get it. But also, because I'm such a daddy's girl. But my mom never, like...
never did that to your dad?
No, she did. But she never told me, like, you need to do this for your dad. Or you need to make sure that you serve your man or whatever. It's just kind of something that I do out of the kindness of my heart.
You know, oh my God, it literally makes me so mad because when I have brought a significant other to a family reunion, las tías, ay, no le vas a servir? Like, what? First of all, yeah, tiene manitas, tiene patitas, he can do it himself. But I'm also the type of person that, like, if someone tells me that, I'm for sure not going to do it now. Even if my intentions were to do it, just because it's convenience-wise, I'm closer to the food, I'm closer to the beverages, I can get you something. But I would do that for anybody, for a friend, for my mom, for my dad, for a sibling if I had one. You know, like, I would do that for anyone. But when someone says it, no le vas a servir, like, it's a woman's job, it's, like, automatic, fuck you, you know? Like, no.
Honestly, I think it also has to do a lot with it being expected.
Exactly.
I hate when people expect us to do something, but when you do it out of the kindness of your heart, like how I serve it for my dad, that man does not expect me to serve him or anything. Mm-hmm. Every time I bring it to him, he's like, oh, muchas gracias, Coco. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I could have easily not done it, but because I wanted to, you know, I was nice, I did it for him. And I think that's just how it should be in all relationships.
Going back to like household chores, I know a lot of people sisters or even mothers were taught to know how to cook, know how to clean dishes, know how to clean the toilet, the shower, vacuum, all that kind of stuff. And the boys weren't. Typically, either they were doing more like handiwork stuff, like, you know, building, building, more like fixing a light bulb or something like that, you know, like little stuff like that. And, you know, which is fine, but I think everybody should be taught how to do everything. Like, I remember growing up, my dad taught me so many things about fixing my car, probably because I had a shitty car growing up, but like, I know to this day, I know how to do everything for my car. I know how to, if anything is wrong with like the toilet, or if there's an electric problem, or the power goes out, or plumbing system, I know how to do. And that's super useful when you get out of your parents' home and you're living on your own, simply because it's a survival thing, you know? It's not like the man should do this and the woman should do that. No, you shouldn't learn how to do everything simply because for your own benefit, you know?
It's kind of like basic skills that everybody should have. Like, mm-hmm. si no sabes cocinar un huevo, vas a sufrir. Like, I'm sorry. How are you going to go on through life without knowing how, like, to do basic things? Like, honestly, I don't really know much about, like, taking care of my car or anything. But now I'm starting to figure it out. Thank you very much. But yeah, just, like, learning things. Like, everybody should know how to clean, how to cook, how to whatever, like, pay bills. Like, basic life necessities that, because unfortunately, we won't always have our parents there with us. And it's going to come the time that we do have to do it on our own. And if we don't know how, then that's going to suck.
And I don't know, like I kind of said it before, I don't know if this is more like a Mexican culture thing, but I've seen that a lot. You know, la señora or la hija is the one that's doing the cooking and everything. And if you tell the dudes, they're like, well, I don't know how to do that, you know? And it's kind of like, okay. And when I do meet someone that does know how to do everything and their house is impeccable, they're clean and everything, I'm like, there is a very strong woman behind this son.
You know, like when we go to barbecues and the guys are like grilling in the backyard or whatever, and then the women are inside like limpiando todo, and they're like, you try to help, and they're like, no, es que tú no sabes, mejor vete para allá. Like, honestly, that's never really happened to me. I've seen it happen a couple of times, not to myself. But putting myself in that position, how would I feel if they told me, tú no sabes? Like, to me, if they're telling me that, like, if a man is telling me, oh, es que tú no sabes, best believe I'm gonna prove you wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, that just makes me want to show them that, yes, I can. I may burn down the house while doing it, but I am going to do it.
It also kind of goes back to, I know there's a lot of females out there that don't let their men clean. You're not doing it right. How do you expect them to learn if they don't do it? I know that's one of me with my dad, because I always would get mad when he would wash the dishes because I feel like he wouldn't wash them correctly. But if you kind of take that away from them, to be like, they're never going to do it. They're never going to learn how to do it. But they might not know how to, they know how to do it, but they just don't do it how you do it. I just said do it a lot, so.
Anyways, child, so my mom always says, my mom always used to say, don't try, do it. And if you're going to do it, like, if you want it done right, do it yourself. Mm. And honestly, I did get that kind of mentality, because everything that I want, if I want it done right, I know exactly how I want it. So I'm going to do it myself. If I want to cook exactly the time I want it, I'm going to do it. If I clean, you know, whatever. Mm. But honestly, it comes to a point where you just have to let people figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do it all yourself, and nobody's going to learn if you keep doing it all yourself. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of have to let it go.
If anything, they probably don't like how you do it. So I know for a fact that you always... Okay, today I was doing laundry, and Nicole always tells me that I fold my clothes like a dumbass. So I told her to fold my shirts. She folded them so perfectly, and I'm like, all right, cool. You know, like, this would work out. We can get married now.
There are certain things that Yaneli does she does it better than me, and that I do that are better than her or whatever. But
I don't salt my pasta water.
Oh my God, we've had numerous talks about this. I don't know why she doesn't. I've explained to her okay, you know what? Anyway, different topic. We'll talk about pasta later. But there are just things that we're both good at, that things that she's better at, things that I'm better at. And I think that's also like when you find your partner, finding that balance. Like, what if you guys are both really good at cooking, but nobody likes cleaning, and then all the pots are kind of there, you know? Mm-hmm. So one of you guys is gonna have to kind of jump in and learn how to do the thing that you're not really used to doing. Mm-hmm. But it's just so hard nowadays that with these gender norms or these roles, they don't help. Why can't we just all do exactly the same things and life would be so much easier?
Going on to that topic, a lot of men feel the pressure to be the man of the household and pay bills. You know, I know that we have a lot of people in our life that do feel like I'm the one that's supposed to bring the income. Since I am the head of the household, so I have to do that. Vice versa with some women, but why is it more common with men?
I don't think I've ever, I mean, well, in my experience, my mom is the one that like has all the automatic payments coming out, just because she is more organized. But I do think that both people should be able to pay bills. Like, yeah, like go ahead and bring home both of your money, put into the same account or whatever. And then whatever needs to be paid, it's, you know, both of your monies. Because I've heard a lot of times saying, oh, he works to pay the bills or whatever, and then whatever money I make is mine. Like, yeah, you know, you're spending money or whatever, which makes sense. But I feel if you're with a person, if you're married or whichever, it really should be. And granted, maybe one person will be making more than the other, but that's the risks that you take with being with that person. Like, you know, have open conversations about how much you both make and see where you can both compromise and see how it goes.
I think a little bit of machismo goes into that, right? Because if a man has a woman, thinking of a heterosexual relationship again, and the woman makes more money, they feel kind of attacked in a sense, and they don't like to portray that to society. They're like, oh, people can't find out that you make more money than me because, like, my dude card is gonna go flying out the window, you know? And it sucks that it's like that, but like I told you earlier, behind every great man is an even greater woman. I've always said that throughout my entire life. And say vice versa, behind a great woman is an even greater man. So I think it has always have to be like an equal, not even equal, but it has to be like supportive to one another. If you have a lot of bills and you're making more money than your man, help him out. If your woman has a student loan that she hasn't paid off of, help her out. If you guys got into a car accident, you need a new car, buy the shit together. You know, like, why do you expect something from the other person more than the other, vice versa?
I think a big problem nowadays in today's society is that people will be together but separate. So yeah, we're dating, yeah, we're living together, but we could also break up at any minute, so we're gonna keep everything separate, you know, like all your accounts or whatever. And in the same way, it's super easy to just walk out of each other's lives, like get a divorce or just leave or break up or whatever. And that insecurity that people have, or oh, I don't know if this is really going to work out, is what causes them to be financially independent and not want to depend on each other, when in reality, I think, in my belief, if you guys are together, then you're together, you know, like do it together. So I don't know, that's just what I think.
Yeah, because a lot of the times there's a lot of people that get with others for conveniencia, which means like money stuff, you know?
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke
sugar daddy and mama vibes. But and that's, you know, although it's your life, do whatever you would like. I think it's not great, because you're kind of relying on monetary benefits from a single person that busts their ass every day, and you're just kind of there, you know? I don't know if that makes sense.
You know, we always joke around that, oh, I want a sugar daddy. But honestly, thinking about it, y neta que if my man made more money than me, I don't think I would be mad about it.
I wouldn't either, but I feel like I wouldn't want to be useless. I'd want to do something.
That's the thing, though. Honestly, I don't feel like I would be useless because, you know, I have a job. And
so you would continue your job even
if you
had millions?
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, yes. If I was a millionaire, I would still go to work, because I've said this once and I'll say it a million times. I love what I do. I don't do it for the money. I genuinely enjoy going to work. And not a lot of people can say that. Mm-hmm. So, hey, if a millionaire that is willing to pay everything for me but still want me to work, let me know.
I think I'd be the opposite. Not saying that I don't love what I do. I love helping people out and stuff, but I feel like I'd kind of focus on something else. So if I had all the money in the world and I didn't really have to work, I probably would be doing something else with my time, like maybe writing books. I freaking love books, and I think I would write like 10 books since I have all the time in the world. I would probably travel and help out third world countries, do kind of that stuff, donate a shit ton of money. A lot of millionaires do that, but I feel like they do it for the clout, just to post on their social medias, and I feel like I would do it genuinely out of my heart. And if I'm a nobody getting money from my sugar daddy or a famous basketball player like Juan, I don't know, then we would do something with our life.
I think, yeah, that makes a good point. I probably would do something different with my time, but still in the same lines of like along veterinary medicine. So like maybe going to Costa Rica or like Peru or something like that, helping with the dogs and like animals out there. But I would for sure still want to do that line of work just because I feel like I've been trained so well and for so long that it would just kind of be a waste to not put that to effort, you know, knowing that I can help. So
I actually saw a movie. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like this elephant movie where this
Dumbo?
No. Where this woman marries this really rich businessman, and she used to be a veterinarian, and she's like super unhappy in her relationship, and he ends up cheating on her. I don't know what happens, and she has tickets to South Africa, and they end up flying out there, and it was supposed to be like a 25-year reunion honeymoon thing, and she found out that they cheated, so she flew out to South Africa, and she ended up in a place where it was like a safari, and she started using her veterinary medicine that she stopped practicing like when she got married on elephants. And she built this whole thing in the safari. She donated, and then she stayed there. The movie is obviously a romantic movie. She met someone out there, whatever, right? But the point is that a lot of people lose sight of themselves because they have that monetary support, and they kind of lose who they wanted to be when they started off with nothing, you know?
I think you just have to hold the vision.
Yeah.
And trust that you're going there. I think at this point, I am very young, but at this point, if I were to meet somebody and they'd be like, yeah, no tienes que trabajar, I'd be like, that's crazy, because I'm still gonna trabajar. Like, not because I need it, but porque genuinely.
Maybe like once or twice a week, just so you can be sane, right? It doesn't even, probably not gonna work full time anymore, because there's no point in doing that since you all have money, but you might wanna work just for the sanity of yourself.
Yeah. I mean, because the way that I am, I need like mental stimulation like constantly. I need more, and I need more every time. So if I feel like I'm not doing enough with what I know, it's kind of a waste to me. But I totally get it. Hey, if somebody wants to send some money my way.
We shall drop our Zelles and Venmos.
I would not be mad. Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, Apple Pay, cash. Thank you.
In mail, I accept checks. Well, amigos, thank you for listening to today's podcast. We hope we tackled some outdated society topics that are controversial, or that may be something that you want to continue keeping as a tradition. Again, we speak out of experience and out of things that we've done in our life and things that we've studied throughout our education.
And honestly, guys, if we said anything throughout this podcast that offended anybody or that kind of rubbed you guys the wrong way, we are sorry. We apologize for that. We didn't mean to, you know, we kind of just say what we think. These are our opinions. But please remember,
cada quien sabrá.